For most young Africans, Europe and the Western countries in general hold the promise of a happy life, and in fact, many view them as paradise. One of them was Kelechi Goodluck, a Nigerian now living in Spain. He ignorantly embarked on a dangerous journey from Nigeria to Europe through the Sahara and across the Mediterranean. Things didn't end up as he thought, and he has now written a book about his experiences called A Gamble with Death. He now joins us by phone from Spain. Thanks so much, Kelechi Goodluck, for joining us here at the 77%.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you having me.
Tell us more about your book.
My book was born out of my experiences in the journey to Europe through the Sahara Desert and the Mediterranean Sea. After passing through the horrible ordeal, I go to Europe. I look back and said, no, this has got to stop, because I realized that ignorance was the main factor that was driving people out of Africa to Europe. Something that is an easy journey, that when they leave in the next 1 week or two weeks, they will be in Europe. But at the end of the day, when they enter the journey, they see that it's not exactly what they thought. So I said, no, I have to break that ignorance. I have to make Africans aware of what is happening there. So that was exactly why I wrote this book. And how they have to think twice before they make such a terrible decision.
How was that journey like from Nigeria to Spain illegally?
I can describe it as a journey through hell. I lost my very good friends. I watched them die in the desert. I almost died. I had several encounters with death. I was only fortunate to have lived. I saw women that were being raped. A young girl was raped before my eyes by the Algerian military personnel at the point of gun. We were there looking at them. We couldn't do anything. In the next 3 or 4 days, the girl died in the desert. It's terrible.
Terrible indeed, listening to what happened, especially to that young girl who ended up dying. Now, Kelechi, take us back to your journey.
Actually, when you leave, because I was canvassed by a human trafficker, when they canvass you, they will tell you that in 1 week or in 2 weeks, you will be in Europe, that the journey is easy, there will be no problem. Then you pay them, they get the whole documents. I was told that I will not use my Nigerian document. So they get a falsified document for me. And they smuggled me. I went to Nigeria, to Niger Republic. From Niger Republic, we went through the desert. So we were smuggled by a Toyota Land Cruiser through the desert. We were many in that jeep. So they smuggled us in the night, and it took us about 4 days or 5 days in the desert before we got to Algeria. So many things happened on the way that it took me 3 years and a month before I was able to make my way to Europe. I was going forth and back. Then from Algeria, I saw myself in Morocco. So after passing the desert in Algeria, you still have to, when you get to Morocco, you have to face the Mediterranean Sea. I made the first attempt to cross the Mediterranean Sea. We were about 36 in that boat, and the boat capsized. So many died. Only 13 we survived. The rest died that day, and we were rescued by the Moroccans. So where we were floating on the sea, they came with a boat and rescued the survivors and took us back to Morocco.
So you didn't even manage to get to Europe. You were taken back to Morocco.
No, we didn't get to Europe because we were still under the Moroccan territory by then when this happened. Started looking for money again to continue the journey. And on the second attempt, I was able to make my way to Europe in Spain. I'm in Spain right now as we speak.
Now that you managed to get to Spain, if you were told to take the same journey, would you?
Never. It's terrible. Some people who have read my book in Africa, they write me and say, thank you for writing this book. Some said that they were planning to make this journey, but after reading my book, they have decided I will never make such journey. You know, ignorance is one of the problems in Africa. Our media houses, they don't talk so much about this journey. They talk it on the surface, but, you know, they need somebody who have made the journey, somebody who have had the experience to come and campaign to make people aware of what they are going to pass through. So I lost a lot of my friends that I had so much memories with, but today they are all gone. So that ignorance has to be broken. Like the book I wrote, I've given it out. So I've tried my best to give it out to people in Nigeria, give it out to school for people to read. For example, there are people that died in that journey. Their family up to today don't know that those people are dead. They are hoping that their son or their daughter is somewhere in Europe and one day they will call. Like my friend Gabriel, his family up to today don't know that he's dead, but he died in Mali. He died there. So it's a very terrible experience, very terrible experience.
Now that you have all that experience, what would you tell that young person in Africa planning to come to Europe illegally?
I would tell them not to think about it. If I knew what I knew today before I left Africa, I wouldn't have made this journey. I would have used the potential I have in me. Even if I'm coming to Europe, I know that, yeah, I will come to Europe in a legal means, not by going there to go and sacrifice my life to the beast in the desert or to the fishes in the sea. Because a lot of people who made that journey, they have all died. A lot of guests who were smuggled, so many of them were raped brutally. It's terrible. They shouldn't come. They shouldn't even think about it. Their life is better in Africa than making such journey. That journey is a death trap. And if they happen to follow Libya, a lot of things is happening in Libya. I have so many people that are telling me very bad story about Libya. In my next book after this, I want to pick experiences by different people to package them in one book and make sure that it gets back to the African people so that they will read and understand exactly what awaits them if they decide to make such journey. So my advice to them is, please, don't make that journey. It's not good. It's not right.
Don't make that journey. It's not good. It's not right. Thanks so much, Kelechi. Good luck for that. And also being brave enough to share your story, which I'm sure so many people will learn from it. For those who don't know him, Kelechi Goodluck is a poet, a freelance writer, social media commentator, and human rights advocate. And he currently lives in Spain. He came to Europe illegally, and now he's written a book. The title is A Gamble with Death.